This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Saputa with the news. The headlines first. AIIMCC approves additional $50 million for Nepal. Latest announcement reaffirms partnership to drive Nepal's development through high-quality infrastructure projects. Rice production in Nepal increases by more than 4% this year. Increasing cold affects life in districts of Tarai Madhes. Doctors urge people for necessary precaution. And South Korean presidential guards prevent arrest of impeached President Yoon after tense standoff. Now the news in detail. The Millennium Challenge Corporation, AIIMCC, Board of Directors has approved $50 million of additional funding for the Nepal Compact. According to the AIIMCC Board of Directors, the latest announcement underscores the shared commitment between AIIMCC and Nepal to advancing Nepal's development priorities through transformative high-quality infrastructure projects. AIIMCC Vice President of Compact Operations, Cameron Alford, in a press statement on Thursday, said the additional funding reaffirmed their mutual dedication to ensuring the compact's success in strengthening Nepal's electricity grid and supporting long-term economic growth. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has announced a significant increase in rice production this year. The estimated total production this year is nearly 6 million metric tons, marking a 4.04% rise compared to last year, while the area under paddy cultivation has decreased by 1.28% to 1.42 million hectares, improved productivity has driven the overall increase. The early onset of the monsoon, with rainfall arriving 3 days earlier than usual, along with timely delivery of fertilizers and improved seeds, has contributed to the rise in production. The increasing cold has affected life in the districts of Tarai Madhes, as fog and mist have started to form. Dr. Chandreswar Mahasid said, especially children, the elderly and patients with asthma, colds and coughs are at risk. To avoid the cold, doctors have suggested wearing loose clothing, going out only for essential work and eating soft foods. People have been urged to be on high alert as the cold has been increasing for the past few days. The German government is to provide €100,000 to the drinking water project constructed at Dulig Hill municipality in Kabri Palanchuk. The drinking water project was damaged by flood and landslide occurred in late September last year. The municipality had on mid-October proposed German ambassador to Nepal, Dr. Thomas Prinz, for the reconstruction of the damaged project. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has commended the activism of women people's representatives in enhancing the legitimacy of local government and ensuring effective public service delivery. Addressing a program organized to honor women people's representatives in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli stated that 40% of the people's representatives in the local level were women, adding that the progressive representation needed further increase. On the occasion, the Prime Minister honored 27 women representatives for their excellence in delivery of public services. Likewise, 3 women representatives were honored with Icon Award. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has instructed chief district officers and security chiefs of all districts across the country to carry out result-oriented activities. During the virtual meeting with district security committees today, Home Minister Lekhak directed them to conduct activities seriously amidst limited means and resources. The Home Minister also urged them to adopt policy of zero tolerance and broader crime, poaching control and financial irregularities. The main opposition party, CPN Maoist Centre, has urged the government to convene a meeting of the Federal Parliament. The Standing Committee meeting held at the party office in Peristrada today decided to create pressure to convene a meeting of the parliament, saying that there has been delay in the convening the meeting. Spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota said that the meeting discussed the delay in convening the parliament meeting, with adding that the situation created serious problems for democracy. This news comes to you from Redinable. Now it's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना करने
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लेने
जहां भए परी पाउनु होस हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू गर्न *1415 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The number of tourists from third countries entering Nepal from Kakarbita land route has increased. According to Indra Kumar Rajbangshi, Information Officer of Immigration Office in Kakarbita, 6,111 tourists from third countries entered Nepal in 2024. In 2023, a total of 3,125 tourists from third countries came to Nepal through the border point. After the corona pandemic, India did not allow tourists from third countries to enter Nepal through Panitanki, the Indian border crossing of Kakarbita, for no apparent reason. India reopened Panitanki crossing for tourists only from the 1st of August in 2024. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjun Maradeva paid tributes to former US President Jimmy Carter by expressing grief over his demise. Reaching the U.S. Embassy in Kathmandu today, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana signed the Book of Condolence opened in memory of former President Carter. She extended heartfelt condolence on behalf of the government and the people of Nepal on the passing of Carter. The Foreign Affairs Minister recalled that Carter was a true friend and well-wisher of Nepal, as well as exemplary figure in philanthropy, peace and democracy. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. After a dramatic six-hour-long standoff with security, South Korean police have called off an attempt to arrest suspended President Yoon Suk-yeol. The Reuters news agency has reported that South Korea's presidential guards and military troops prevented authorities from arresting impeached President Yoon on Friday in a tense six-hour standoff inside Yoon's compound in the heart of Seoul. According to the BBC, the 150 officers involved found themselves helplessly outnumbered, first by the large number of pro-Yoon supporters and then by a human wall of security staff inside the property. Police were trying to carry out an arrest warrant issued earlier this week after Yoon ignored three summons for him to appear for questioning. If they had been successful, Yoon would have become the first sitting president to be arrested in South Korea's history. Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico has threatened to cut financial support for more than 130,000 Ukrainian refugees as a dispute with Ukraine over Russian gas supplies escalates. On the 1st of January, Kyiv shut off a pipeline that for decades was used to supply Central Europe with Russian natural gas. Slovakia had been the main entry point, and the country now stands to lose millions of euros in transit fees. The UN's refugee agency estimated last month that there were more than 130,000 Ukrainian refugees in Slovakia, out of 6.8 million globally. The Prime Minister of the EU state said he would propose halting electricity exports to Ukraine and also sharply reducing financial support for Ukrainians who have found shelter in Slovakia. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. The department says fog is likely to occur at many places in Tarai on Saturday morning, urging all to remain alert as it could affect people's daily life, health, transportation and civil aviation. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. MCC approves additional $50 million for Nepal. Latest announcement reaffirms partnership to drive Nepal's development through high-quality infrastructure projects. Rice production in Nepal increases by more than 4% this year. Increasing cold affects life in districts of Tarai Madhes. Doctors urge people for necessary precaution. And South Korean presidential guards prevent arrest of MPs President Yoon after tense standoff. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.